They're genetically altering the chickens. They're giving them hormones, antibiotics, and they are still giving them antibiotics. Some of the growers that where I still grow are telling me about getting antibiotics every day. We don't need that anymore. We need a clean, healthy, free-range chicken that hadn't been packed in chicken houses, and we want to eat a happy chicken if we're going to eat them anyway, so, you know.
What's the downside here? Is it because you're charging a little bit more for a chicken sandwich than you would somewhere else?
Well, I think that because ultimately I think that we want people to recognize the quality. So by charging more, we make you think you're getting a better quality sandwich. It's all part of the openness and honesty that we have here at Holy Chicken. The limited menu makes you think that we have a higher quality of food by there being less there. So I think all those things, you know, continue to play into what Holy Chicken stands for.
You said make you think. Does that mean that you don't?
What, make something better?
Yeah.
I think when you compare our chickens, like our chickens are free range. 1% of the chickens that are raised in the entire United States are free range. Only 1%, less than 1% to be exact. But when you see what free range actually means, like in our where we have our people in the free range zone right there, see where they're standing? Like that is the amount of space that we provided for our chickens basically by opening a door, giving them access to an area like that so they could go outside in the morning and the evening. And just by doing that, we could call them free range. So I think by giving people the education of that's all it takes to be free range in America, I think you start to understand we could be doing much better.